Questions remain about the death of a Brooklyn-based diver who attempted to set an American record for the deepest dive without the aid of oxygen or fins. 32-year-old Nicholas Mavoli was taking part in the International Free Diving Competition in the Bahamas yesterday. New York Times reporter Adam Skolnick was there for the competition and joins me now from the Bahamas. Adam, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
I understand you attended a memorial service for Mavoli this afternoon. Tell me about it.
I did. There was about 80 mourners, included divers, local folks on the island, as well as, you know, family members and friends, supporters of the divers, and the safety divers that were there and administered care to Mr. Mavoli when the accident occurred.
Tell us about what you saw happen during the final moments of Mavoli's descent and when he resurfaced.
Well, I was about 10 feet away. I was in the water waiting. There's an arena. So the arena is, there's a platform where the announcer who's tracking the diver's course along the line, which is a rope, a shipping line that's tied to a bottom, which is a square metal piece that is at depth, and they can adjust that bottom to any depth that the diver is attempting. And around that on the surface is a wider triangle where people can hang on and watch the whole thing. Because when they surface, it's very important that they complete a surface protocol, which includes removing goggles, flashing the OK sign and saying, "I'm OK," in perfect English so that it's understandable. That's not so easy when you've been in depth for a period of time. And so that's why people kind of gather around the perimeter. And so I was around that perimeter and watching it happen when Nick came up. And he came up under his own power, which was surprising considering he had been down at depth for 3 minutes and a half, but more importantly, had tried to reverse course at one point when he was almost at the bottom. He was going for 72 meters. And at 68 meters, it looked like he was turning back, which does happen when divers feel they can't make it and make it back okay. And he stopped for a moment, looked like he was coming back up, but then he went back down. And that decision may be the fateful one. So when he came back to the surface, he looked okay. He ripped off his goggles, and he tried to say, "I'm okay," but he was too far from the line. He couldn't grab the line, which would be okay at the surface. And things kind of spiraled from there. He started to pass out. He went back into the ocean. The safety divers caught him. They put him up on the platform. One of the safety divers heard something in his lung and alerted the others that there was a problem. And they turned him onto his side, and that's when the blood came out of his mouth.
And what is has the cause of death been determined?
Well, it's almost certainly pulmonary edema. And here in the Bahamas, the only people that can have access to medical reports, time of death, cause of death declared at the scene by the medical doctor, at the clinic, not at the scene, are the immediate family. And that needs to be requested by them, and it takes time for them to receive that. And there's no public information, so I was not able to access that. But even so, there would need to be an autopsy. And so the body is now in Nassau awaiting autopsy, which was scheduled, as of yesterday, was scheduled for tomorrow. So that should shed some light. And I know that people are eager to see it, but it's almost certainly pulmonary edema, blood and plasma, according to one source that was inside what became the ER at the clinic, saw 800 meters of fluid pulled from his lungs, 800 cc's of fluid pulled from his lungs.
Adam, on Friday, you write he was trying to break another national record and suffered what's called an upper respiratory squeeze during that attempt. He also surfaced with blood coming out of his mouth at that time. That meant capillaries had burst from pressure exerted on his body. He was cleared for further competition. Is his death casting new doubt on the safety of the sport?
I wouldn't say it's casting new doubt on the safety of the sport. I think it's casting some doubt, and you would have to, on the safety protocols of the sport. I think there's always been an acknowledgement that divers are doing it under their own risk, that they're pushing their own personal limits. They're pushing the very limits of physiology in some cases. And so they're taking that risk, and Nick knew the risk, and he took it. But I think it is fair to say that it's unclear what a severe lung squeeze, or what they call a lung squeeze, which is which is when capillaries burst in the lungs, and perhaps tear, cause a tear or some injury that is hard to recover from in such a short time, why that diver is allowed to compete within 2 days. I mean, that's something that AIDA, which is the association that governs these competitions, must take a look at. And I believe they will. There was an injury that wasn't that dissimilar to Mr. Mavoli's in 2011 at another championship event. Back then, divers were able to declare their own depth of the dive that they were attempting, and at that point, that diver, who was from the UK, I believe, declared a dive that was 10 meters deeper than anything he'd ever tried before, and he ended up with pulmonary edema. Now, that diver recovered. He was able to be treated at the scene. He was hospitalized for a week, and he fully recovered. And after that, AIDA changed the regulations to only be able to dive 3 meters deeper than their personal best in any contest. So that change happened as a response to an injury that wasn't dissimilar to what Mr. Mavoli had. Now, this time, I think what needs to happen is there needs to be studies done on what constitutes too severe an injury to compete soon after. And nobody has the data for that, and so that's the problem. There's so few people competing in these events that the good data is hard to come by.
Adam Skolnick is a reporter for the New York Times on the death of a Brooklyn-based diver, Nicholas Mavoli. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
This is WNYC.